Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Conan.
And vaccine passports appear to be coming. China has issued what is thought to be the world's first COVID vaccine passport, and New York is evidently testing one.
Oh, so it'll be just like Communist China in New York, then.
Papers, please!
It is New York, so it's hardly surprising. I'm sure...
Papers, please!
Israel has theirs, and by the way, the key word is the green card or the green vaccine. So they just stamping green on anything they want. Merkel was talking about the EU having theirs.
California is doing something similar with their school children. We talked about that, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. We played that just horrific video of making kids check every single day whether or not they felt ill. So their goal, China's goal, is to boost international travel, and therefore they plan to accept other countries' vaccine health certificates being used by passengers, because that appears to be where we're heading. If you want to leave the United States or travel anywhere else in the world, you need to have your vaccine passport, your vaccine health certificate, or whatever nonsense they want to call it.
Yeah, all right. If you ever want to go to the Float Fest next year.
The Float Fest won't require that. That'd be like Fork Fest.
To get on the plane to fly there, you might need one. Unless you decide that you want to drive there, and that's like 2,000 miles. Can you do
it? Yes, I've done it before, but I'm not doing it again.
Well,
I've had my fill of 2,000-mile drives.
That's a two-hour plane drive, but I mean, if you have to get a vaccine, if you have to get your papers, would you do it? You got to get the test.
No, I would drive.
But here's how they're going to lay this on us in the beginning. It's going to be like the they're going to give you an option. You can either get the vaccine papers, or you can take the PCR test before you leave or immediately when you land. And then, of course, if you're positive, or then you have to wait for the results, so you have to stay in their hotel for 3 days.
Now, every time you travel, you've got to add an extra week because you have to stay in a hotel for 3 days on one side and then stay in another hotel
This is exactly what Canada is doing right now.
Because this is totally going to increase travel, right, when you actually have to spend days in a hotel that you weren't planning on spending. You were just going to go for a week. But now it takes you an entire week, and it's going to cost you three times as much.
Exactly, that you have to pay for, and that's where they get you. Or
yeah, and some of these are ridiculously expensive.
You could get the papers. Now, what do you think most people are going to do?
Can do the smart thing, since all of this is being done on mobile devices, and you can get a friend of yours to program something that is identical to this, and that says you've already been vaccinated.
Yeah, but then they win. You're lying to them.
They don't win when you lie to them.
There's nothing wrong with using deception against a criminal enterprise that's trying to use violence against you. There's nothing wrong. Like, I don't normally support being, you know, deceptive or lying, but this is a criminal gang, and there's nothing wrong with
it.
Right. If somebody puts a gun to your head and says, "Give me all your money," and you only hand them your wallet instead of handing them the cash that's in your shoe or whatever, right? Like, you know, you've got other money on you. You don't tell them the whole truth. They don't need to know the whole truth, and it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be wrong to be dishonest to those people.
I think absolutely you should do whatever you have to do, but in a way, they still win. They're still going to get some of it.
Well, here's how they're going
to
do it.
And not to mention, they're not having to deal with people fighting them every step of the way.
And here's how they're going to do it. They're going to use this sort of panopticon technology world that we're living in, to where initially you might be able to put, like, when they're first rolling this stuff out, you might be able to get away with like a faked printed certificate, right? Like, here's my certificate. Okay, you get on the plane or whatever. But eventually, if they mandate that everybody has to be on, you know, the IBM or the Microsoft systems that they're coming out with, then that's going to be very difficult to fake.
Yeah, because by then they'd be, you know, checking your QR code or whatever against the database.
That's right.
And it would have to match the name you have in the database or whatever.
Yeah.
For a while, this will be cheatable. So
that's right.
Maybe Conan has a point. Maybe we should just resist it from the beginning.
Well, looking at all the people that I know don't agree with the masks who are wearing the masks, I don't believe that's going to happen. People are just going to go along to get along.
There's not going
to
be any resistance.
They're going to go along to get along because they want to go to the grocery store. They want to get on a plane and go to Float Fest because they want to have a vacation. People are going to do it.
Right, and they don't want to deal with whatever conflicts might come up. So even some of the people who don't actually want to wear the masks are still putting them on because they would rather not have the issues.
Yeah, I'm a prime example.
You put masks on?
No, I haven't. I've worn a mask twice.
Well, okay. Well, why are you a prime example of?
Because I don't go out and fight it. I don't go to grocery stores and fight the system.
I don't
like confrontation, and because it's private property. And there's that argument. If a dumbass grocery store wants to have a mask mandate that's not actually if I had to go to court. If it was public property, yeah, not happening. But a private party, if they want to be dumb,
but that's the thing.
So what do I do? I do curbside. I've been doing it the whole time. So I'm not actually fighting the system.
Well, the thing is, you don't know what the owner's wishes are. Okay, even though there's a sign on the door, I know multiple property owners who vehemently disagree with the masks, and they've got signs on their doors.
Yep.
So they don't actually – this is like Richie Rich, our Sunday night co-host, makes kind of a similar argument. He makes this strong property rights argument that, well, when somebody puts up a sign, that's what they mean. That's what they say. That's what it is. You need to respect that. And, I mean, I'm putting words into his mouth, but that's my understanding of his argument. He's not here to make the claims.
Well, he said similar things in the King Chat group. So.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's just trolling or whatever, but – you know, the evidence is not every business owner actually agrees with these things. And that's just for me speaking with them personally. But of the ones, the stores I've gone into where I don't know the business owner and I'm just going in without a mask on, I'm presuming that those business owners will honor a medical exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want to honor a medical exemption, that's fine. They just need to tell me.
Right.
And I got no problem. I will turn around and walk out just like I did in AutoZone with Bonnie the other day. So, you know, they told us that they would service us outside, that we weren't allowed to be in there due to the Keen rules. I'm like, well, that's not what the Keen rules say. They didn't care. And so I shouldn't say they.
The very sticklers.
Fat girl that was working there didn't care. And so I nicely left. I didn't make a big stink or anything like that. But I did say that's not what the rules are. And, you know, we'll just go somewhere else. And I left. So if they make it clear to me, then I know that that's what they really want. But if it's just a sign on the door, that's not good enough because I know those signs are being placed there under duress. I know that a lot of them are.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the one store where I had to wear it.
Is that right?
Because my truck was broke. Heads up.
You didn't go across the street?
They already had the part ordered. I was looking at it. It was right there. So I was in there for, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyways, next time, go to O'Reilly across town. They don't...
Other people across the street had no problem either. What was it? AutoZone. AutoZone was the bad one. It was Advanced Auto.
Oh, Advanced Auto. Oh, they're crazy people.
Had no problem there.
Yeah, they're crazy. They've been crazy since day one.
Had no issue.
Which one's been crazy?
Advanced Auto.
Crazy in what way?
They closed their store down for like a whole month back in March, when this first started.
Policy of closing a store isn't the same as the workers there not doing anything, and the workers there didn't do anything.
Well, they lost money, okay. Didn't they? So hopefully the free market takes care of this in a way that allows us, free-thinking people to carry on in our lives.
I'm just saying, I want to talk to somebody personally. If there's an issue with me coming into that store with no mask on, come talk to me and let me know what your wishes really are.
Well, there's another reason why I've decided to, because I don't like confrontation. I don't like bumping heads with these people.
Yeah. Well, you don't like people in general.
Well, that's true, yeah.
The last time, because when did this happen last time? When I voted. When I was walking out and you were walking in,
the lady
and I were yelling at each other.
Okay.
Did you get video of this?
No, I didn't even think it was going to happen because she was the only person in the whole building. Must have been 50, 60 people in there, all rubbing shoulders, by the way. And this lady's like, you got to wear a mask. And I was like, voter, you can't do this to me. And she stormed off. And then by the time you guys got there, I guess she got the big guns out because you had to go out to the leper tent.
That's right. Yeah.
So that was the last time that really happened. But here's the other reason why. I'm kind of, in a way, training for what this could turn into.
What do you mean?
He thinks
it's the apocalypse.
No. Pre-apocalypse, maybe.
Okay.
But I want to ensure that I could survive if everything shut down to me.
Mm-hmm.
If we all had to get the mark in order to grocery shop, I've figured out, other options. first of all, grow on almost everything that I eat.
So the Chinese health certificate shows a user's vaccination status and recent coronavirus test results. You would think both of those wouldn't be necessary, but according to The Sun, it's being hailed as the world's first virus passport, not universally condemned or reviled, hailed. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a good thing. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, developers. Do you want to add Bitcoin to your apps, website? Want to make something creative? AnyPay is the way. We made a super simple API just for you at anypay.dev. You don't need any special knowledge of Bitcoin. Plug it into your app or website and it just works. Get paid on the transactions your users make. Whether you're brand new to web development or have decades of experience, you can add Bitcoin to anything with anypay.dev.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Talk Radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And everyone's talking about buying Bitcoin. And, you know, that's one way to acquire Bitcoin, but there's another way. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with it?
It's the best way to do it.
It is. If you want to earn Bitcoin for your business, check out AnyPayX.com. That's the best way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com. That's a URL I haven't seen yet. Why did they...
I don't know. They love changing their URL.
They do. Does AnyPay. I don't remember what
AnyPayInc.com was the old one. That one still works. Okay. This one actually takes you straight to the online app.
Okay, nice. AnyPayX.com is that URL. So check it out if you want to, you know, start earning Bitcoin. It's the best way to do it. And we use it all the time here in Keene. But let's go to the phones. We got Matthew calling from Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Thanks for going in so hard on this COVID thing tonight. I appreciate all your guys' spirited efforts here.
Thanks.
I had one little suggestion for how you could maybe do like a mild protest if you want to, you know, not be too quote unquote rude to like the property owner or disruptive or something, but also send some kind of message that, you know, you might be less than happy with what's going on or not like.
Yeah, could you keep, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but could you keep the description of this as short as possible? There's like a really annoying
tone.
I'm glad
it wasn't just me hearing that.
Yeah, there's a tone behind your voice that's pretty constant when you're talking. Go ahead.
Okay. So going into the store with no mask, just having the mask in the pocket. And then if they say, you know, hey, where's your mask? Well, you know, what's going on? You can't do this. Then you pull that mask out right then. But you head into every store without the mask.
Why would you pull the mask out right then?
Just like if you don't really want to protest, but you...
So if you want to half-ass something, this is a half-ass approach... it's not really, you know, it doesn't impress me, but, you know, you should do whatever you're comfortable with.
I was thinking you weren't going to like it, actually, but I figured it might be better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Matthew, thank you so much for the call. I just choose...
Because you could instead just say, I have a medical exemption, and then go about your business, and 99% of the time, they're going to leave you alone. Sorry.
I don't even bother with that. I mean, most of the places I go to give me, like, a warning. It's like, hey, you need to have a mask to be in here. It was like, so next time you come in, you need to be wearing a mask or something. It's like, okay, and then I don't go back.
No. Oh. See, I just say I got a medical exemption, and they leave me alone.
I don't appreciate... Well, I mean, it would be deceitful for me to say that.
But it's not deceitful. I have a medical exemption because
I
need
to
breathe.
Oxygen. Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Uh-huh.
According to OSHA, that, you know, employees are required to have a certain amount of oxygen. So, I mean, you can always, if your employer ever bought it, went after you, right. You can say, hey, look at these guidelines. I am required a certain amount of oxygen. Otherwise, you are failing to keep me safe.
Yep. I've got a doctor who wrote me a note. Now, I'm not supposed to show that note to anybody.
You're not supposed to ask if you have that note,
right.
Really.
You're not supposed to ask. But if it were to come down to it. You know, if the cops were to, like, or try to arrest me or something like that, they'd find a note in my wallet.
Yeah.
So this vaccine...
And by the way, Ari, I agree with you completely. Yes, Ian, you're correct. I do have a medical exemption as far as breathing oxygen, mm-hmm. But at the same time, I would be lying. And I wouldn't... I don't like...
You don't need oxygen?
I love my oxygen, but as far as being a medical condition, I can wear a mask. I wear a mask when I drywall or when I'm mm-hmm. up in the attic.
Well, that's because you want to keep the
dust out of my lungs.
Out of your lungs.
Yeah, there's an actual reason to use it in
right.
that case. But I could wear a mask, except I
so
refuse
could
to.
I
could because it's, it, but I refuse to because it's dumb. It's stupid. It's not
it
about safety. It's about compliance.
It's restricting.
Exactly.
And it also causes acne on people as well. I don't know if you've heard about that, maskne or whatever they're calling it.
And bad,
I've heard
and bad
about
breath.
That. I haven't seen it with anyone, though.
Mikey Gordon, he has reported that acne has been growing on him. for wearing the mask.
By the way, one of our listeners in the chat group says that we should just claim we have autism.
Yeah,
which actually is kind of true.
Maybe you do.
Asperger's anyways.
Speak for yourself.
All right.
I took a test, man.
I haven't taken a test, but I'm pretty sure I'm not autistic.
Well, how does the test work?
There's a test online. Go take it.
All right, I'm going to take it. We took the blind with the colorblind test last time I was in here. I'll take the autism test.
It takes a little while. There's like 100 questions or 80 questions or something like that, so they're fairly lengthy.
It doesn't sound like it's actually a medical test, though.
There are lots of tests.
It's a pretty good test.
There are lots of tests online that I don't absolutely trust. Like, there are IQ tests that don't really, you know, you got to... Mm-hmm. Is this really proven anything?
Well, you can take more than one of them. There's more than one test.
I don't know. I have
Steve,
other
you can pass them
do.
All.
All right. Well, I'll take one of them anyways because I'm curious. I've always speculated that a lot of us, you know, free thinking folk, these individualists, are on some level or on the Otzi level at some type.
Well, what is autism? It's your brain functioning differently, right?
It's the ability to concentrate, to focus in on one thing, and to cancel everything else out. This is one aspect of
well, that's just discipline. Chess players do that all the time.
But having difficulty dealing with everything else around you while you're, you know, concentrating on this one thing.
So it's the inability to concentrate.
I think it's being overwhelmed easily by outside influences. But
doesn't it also have to do, or is it just the Asperger's in that's like a part of autism? Doesn't it have to do where they can't like easily get along with other human beings? Isn't that usually something
a lack
observed?
I think Asperger's is a lack of empathy. You don't really understand.
That's a psychopath.
Yeah, that's yes, exactly.
Okay.
But no, the inability to.
I don't think people with Asperger's are psychopaths.
Not empathy, but the inability to read other human
people.
Beings.
Yeah,
like you don't like someone's, you know, making a joke, and I come right in because I have the Asperger's, and I'm thinking you're going in a completely different direction, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know.
Or you can't read social cues,
correct.
Right? Like, so you don't know that it's time to leave the party, for instance.
Yeah,
you know that kind of thing.
Or don't be a creeper. Mm-hmm. You know, creeping on the girls,
yep.
and yeah.
they say things that they shouldn't.
Exactly.
Kind of yeah, they have no idea what they've done is offensive either. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases.
So this new vaccination status health certificate thing is a QR-based digital certificate. According to a foreign ministry spokesman from China, it will promote world economic recovery and facilitate cross-border travel. There are easier ways to promote world economic recovery. Just print more money.
That's exactly what they're doing.
No, that doesn't do that.
No, it doesn't, but that's what they... I mean, neither is
if
this.
If they want to promote economic recovery, they should back the F off and leave people alone and let them make their own choices and open their own businesses, but they're doing anything but that.
The Great Reset is never going to happen unless they have everyone broke, unless they destroy everything so that they can build back better.
Ugh.
So a ministry spokesman from China said the pandemic is still with us, but the world economy needs to be restarted and people-to-people exchanges resumed with no more delays. I can at least get on board with that last thing. People to people, person to person interactions, we need those in our lives.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two jurors are now seated in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He was the one caught on video last year holding down George Floyd until he stopped breathing. One juror said he hasn't seen the video, while the other said she's watched it once. The White House is continuing to say there is not a crisis at the southern border, as many Republicans allege. White House spokesman Jen Psaki also not confirming the number of unaccompanied migrant children who have been detained in recent weeks.
There is an increase that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security.
Stocks ending Tuesday on an up note, the Dow finishing up 31 points to close at 31,833. The S&P rising 54 to close at 38.75. USA Radio News. By 2030, people could use smart glasses to visit others. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who brought up the technology in an interview on Monday. He says the technology could help in the fight against climate change, as it will reduce the need for travel. A school and football coach agreed to mutually part ways amid a probe of inappropriate behavior at a previous college.
At the University of Kansas, and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013, accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the phone line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And China isn't alone in conceiving these ways of tracking individuals everywhere and their health status. And does the government have any right to know our medical history in the first place?
Well, the government doesn't have a right to exist.
Okay, fair point. But according to their own little legal shenanigans game they have going on, that's privileged information, isn't it?
In theory, but I mean, if a man with a robe says that they need to have it, I suspect they could have it.
Yeah, especially if they're claiming that knowing your condition is only, they only know your condition to keep others, to keep the public, the common, safe from your infection that you might have, that you might be walking around spreading. So they've got to know if you're sick or not so that they can quarantine you.
I can't believe that humans let ourselves get to this point where we're actually looking at one another, just viewing them as disease vectors, not human beings. No, they're plague-carrying rats.
We've been conditioned this whole year to believe that we are surrounded by lepers. I mean, just turn on the news. That's all they talk about is death, 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 cases, infection, infection. And if you don't social distance, if you don't hold your breath when you're walking by somebody, there's a chance you might get it, and you'll take it home with you, and you'll kill grandma.
I mean, quite possibly, a year ago today, we were talking about posters that were on subways in China that said things like, everyone you see is a ghost that could potentially kill you, and nonsense like that. And that's exactly how Americans are behaving toward one another now. I would not have predicted things would have gotten to this horrific hellscape point a year ago.
Nope, I wouldn't have either. I was really disappointed to see how many people were so obedient and continue to be disappointed with it.
I don't mind the obedience thing because ultimately the government is, you know, holding a gun to people's head. What really bothers me about
it's just the lack of humanity
from one human being to another.
This is a social abuse. It's not the government holding guns to people's heads. It's people who are pressuring other people to do this through social pressure.
But it's not just the government that is running with this. I mean, think about some of the mandates that came down. There were plenty of organizations out there that were saying mask up and social distance and do this and that, and you can't come in our stores unless you do.
Well, right. Remember,
way before the government mandates started popping
right.
out,
and a lot of them are going to continue after the government mandates are over. So you're going to see when in states like Texas and Mississippi, I think Wyoming now is the fifth state. There's Alabama.
What the hell is New Hampshire waiting on?
New Hampshire.
We have a rhino governor. He needs to go back to Massachusetts for real.
Is that where he's from?
No, he's not, but he needs to go there because he'll fit in a lot better. But yeah, Texas people in Texas who were screaming about this governor coming down and saying, you know, we're opening up completely.
They were protesting yesterday in Austin.
It's like, what did he say? What did he say that prevents you from wearing a mask? He didn't say you can't wear a mask. He didn't say that if you're a business that you can't prevent people from coming in your private property without a mask on.
They were gathered together to protest the governor lifting restrictions.
That's my understanding. In Austin yesterday, there were two different groups, including like the Democratic Socialists or whatever, as well as a group of sound techs, apparently, like people who do sound for live shows. Mm. They were protesting the governor removing the mask mandate in Texas.
I get why the sound techs would do it, because those unemployment benefits that the federal government is giving them are quite nice. It's like teachers being told, hey.
Just like the teachers union. Yeah. It's not about safety, it's about you not going back to work again, you nasties.
The teachers union in California actually just told all of its teachers, hey, don't post pictures of you vacationing on social media.
and keep speaking of California. Don't tell anyone that you're taking your kids to a charter school halfway across town.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Teachers union guy.
So what you're going to see happen is the business owners who are on board with all these restrictions, obviously they're going to continue. The mega corporations, they're going to continue with the mandates likely. And you're going to see pressure on them to continue. So not only are they protesting outside of the governor's office or whatever, or the state house, but they're also going to, people who work for some of these companies, and I forget, I think Bonnie was telling me the other day that somebody had posted online that they were complaining to their company that they work for, saying, if you remove the mask policy, like they're in Texas or something, if you remove the mask policy from the workplace, I will quit my job.
Then quit your job. Or just keep wearing a mask if that's what you
want to
do.
But that's the thing. They want other people to be told what to do. It's not just about them. It's about forcing everybody else to be the same.
And this is the thing about the mask that really gets me is they got us early in the beginning because it was science. Settled science says, guess what? The mask doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. Doesn't do anything to help you prevent. The argument is that came out like a month later was, no. You're not wearing the mask to help you from not getting it. You're wearing it to help prevent people from spreading it because it keeps all the nastiness in there. So the argument that, they got it.
And then they flip-flopped on that about 6 to 7 months ago and said, oh, wait, we were wrong. It turns out that wearing the mask does help prevent you from getting COVID.
Yeah, well,
this settled science suddenly got 180.
I don't think that it's ever said that it helps you preventing you from getting it. It helps.
It has. That's the latest news.
It helps prevent people from spreading it. And now, of course, if you really want to be safe, you got to put the two on. And three, oh, wow, you know, three could, you know, I'm not going to argue three, right, Fauci? Yeah, snake oil salesman, piece of garbage. I hate that guy. And why Trump put up with him for so long? If Trump is so smart, all you conservatives out there voted for Trump. If Trump was so smart, how the hell did he keep that guy around the whole stinking time? I mean, talk about conflict of interest. Fauci is the last guy you should be listening to about any COVID, considering all the patents he owns and all the money he's going to make off of this. He's the last guy you should be listening to. And the same thing with Gates. People are a bunch of idiots out there.
Well, according to WebMD.com, which obviously is not one of the best sources for medical information out there, a study out of Denmark tested whether paper surgical face masks protect the people who actually wear them. And it turns out they don't appear to offer a big benefit to... I'd have to look into this.
It's probably a non-existent drip. Probably because none of this
is based in science. I mean, the only way this crap could work
is if people
actually understood and didn't touch their masks all the time.
Exactly.
But they what do.
It's in their pocket. They've been wearing it for 3 straight months.
Haven't washed it.
It's moist.
Dropping it on the ground, picking it back up, putting it on. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it's literally an incubator of germs that you're exhaling, that you're keeping incubated by breathing warm breath at it.
It's disgusting.
And then people are reaching up and they're touching this thing. They're adjusting it, and then they're touching a monster or a glass or whatever.
Yeah. Somebody posted on Twitter today that there was a study that 30% or 33% of Americans only wash their sheets once a year.
Oh, God.
But these are the people who want to be, you know, like wearing masks and
what
and
percentage
shaming
of
others.
Americans?
It was like one out of three.
By the way, one of the first things that Fauci ever said about this, when back early on, he was asked whether people should wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no. There's no science
Then somebody at a mask company, gave him a bunch of money.
And he also said, you shouldn't, because what you do is exactly what you're just saying. You're just fidgeting, you're touching it, you're getting it all over the place, and then you're spreading you're touching everything, you're touching the doorknobs. One of the first things he said is you shouldn't wear a mask because it actually is worse than breathing regular air.
Yeah, because people don't have the discipline for it.
No.
I found something from NPR, though, about how wear a mask to protect yourself from the coronavirus, not only others, the CDC has stressed. And this is November 11, 2020. Of course, there was no media outcry about how this settled science suddenly flipped on its head. You were saying?
No, it's just but that is their argument. If you ever question any of this, like this is what Fauci said 12 months ago, they'd be like, well, the science changes, it evolves.
Mm-hmm. Then it's not settled, is it?
Well, but yeah, and in the same sentence, the next sentence, they'll be talking about settled science. It's like, wait, what did you just say? You said it's always evolving, it's always changing, there's always, new ideas going on. And why do you keep canceling and censoring the scientists, the biologists, who's saying the opposite?
I got news for these people.
Twitter.
Settled science isn't science.
That's right.
It's religion.
It's a cult.
603-283-6160 is a call in line. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you want to join the conversation. You can talk about what we've been discussing, or you can change the subject to talk about anything you want. That's the whole point of the show. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I don't know if you missed it, but Free Talk Live now has a sort of Twitter clone that you can find at social.freetalklive.com. It's 100% controlled only by Free Talk Live. There's no censor. Twitter can't censor you. Facebook can't censor it. Anything you say there, uncensorable, unless Ian or someone else decides to censor. And even then, most people just block you. Check it out. Social.freetalklive.com tells you how to connect to it. It's really cool. And it allows you to actually connect with us, the hosts of the show. Are you on it, Conan?
I'm on Mastodon, which is what my first question. Is this better than Mastodon?
It is Mastodon.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Yes, I am on.
But it is not the Mastodon server. It's the Free Talk Live server that's running an instance of Mastodon.
Correct. Yeah, that's all of the servers are basically instances, basically talking to each
other. That's correct.
It's a great system. It's a beautiful system. I really, and I know that I'm looking into it, and I wish more people would jump on board with, because I don't like Twitter as much as I do, say, Facebook. I want something that is like Mastodon, but for more social media. I know Diaspora is one of them, and there are others out there, and I just really haven't done a whole lot of research on, because, I've never been a Twitter fan. I don't like how it works. I don't like to read other people's comments. You know, I want to pass pictures back and forth with my family. I want to see people's cats. I want to see stupid memes and stuff.
I can relate. But I do also like Twitter. I don't know. I like posting to Twitter. I don't ever read anyone's tweets or interact with other people's tweets.
You just have a huge ego. You just want everyone to know how you feel.
That's not true. I rarely post to Facebook. Instead, I see, look at what other people have posted.
I will tell you this. Aria's posts on Facebook are very Twitter-like. They're like, this is my thought for the day, kind of a thing. Or this is, you know, it's you tidy it up in a nice little lump and you throw it out there. In comparison to like Twitter, it's easier to, is it the back and forth between your your fans and or your family and your people. It's a lot easier on, say, Facebook than it is, say, on Twitter.
There are also significantly more cat pics on Facebook.
And yes.
That's a selling point, in my opinion.
One of my favorite cat pages, Cats on Cocaine. It's one of the better ones out there. It's beautiful.
I'm aware of that one. This cat is grumpy is also really good.
That's a good one.
I'm not surprised you're in all of these as well. Let's go to the phones. We got Epicurus calling. Epicurus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll keep it brief. So I live in New Hampshire. I'm a free stater that moved over here a few years ago, and I'm looking to adopt a puppy in Vermont. And I haven't left the state in a while, and I'm wondering if you guys know of any issues I might run into trying to cross the border to go into central Vermont to adopt a dog.
I know for the first 6 months of this nonsense, they actually had a paid employee who sat on the other side of the bridge, and he counted out-of-state license plates. And there's a big old sign that says you had to quarantine for 14 days, which I think has been up since day one. But you can get in and out. I go there every Sunday to pick mail up,
okay.
And then I come right back to New Hampshire. But I don't know where you're adopting this dog from, but I know on the radio I constantly hear an ad for adopting some, I don't know who it is, whether it's the Humane Society or whatnot, but they always end the advertisement with, oh, and by the way, we only let Vermont residents adopt from us because of COVID. So I would really make sure that they're even going to let you in the building.
Yeah, that's a good point. The person I'm adopting from the breeder, she saw my application, saw where I was from in New Hampshire. She's like, oh, so I got to find out more about that. But I get you there. Okay, because I had also read that there was up to like 30 checkpoints or something along the border at some point last year where they were counting out of state plates. So that makes sense. And okay, so it sounds like there's not a whole lot of concern. Then just kind of gotta keep an eye out.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's any concern. I go to Brattleboro fairly often, and I went to Massachusetts last week, and we didn't encounter anything like that. All of these states here in the Northeast are clustered so closely together that these states' borders are largely irrelevant.
Yeah, when you consider how many people are driving back and forth just to work or to grocery shop. I mean, we have the New Hampshire incentive. For, you know, Massachusetts, Mass Holes, and Vermontese, the hippies over there, are coming in droves to buy our alcohol and to shop in our grocery stores. I mean, we have, because no sales tax.
Not to mention going up to Lancaster, New Hampshire, which is where they hold Fork Fest. You cross over between Vermont and New Hampshire like six or seven times.
Yeah.
So I don't expect you to have any issues.
You'll do good. You might have issues with your breeder. She might be a crazy breeder who won't even let you in the house unless you got a mask on, unless you're social distancing, and she might insist that you have a PCR test example with you, results. Who knows?
And if she does, then she has no right to be a breeder in the first place, because her whole thing should be getting a dog into the loving arms of a person who wants that dog. She'd be failing in her job.
I've dealt with breeders. It depends on where they're getting their money from. I've dealt with breeders that were getting incentives from the government.
Sure.
For every head, for every cat in her building, she was getting money, and so she didn't want to. She didn't want
to. Well, see, this is a problem that
she didn't want. She didn't want to let anyone adopt her cats.
This is a problem that is solved with less government.
Yes,
most problems.
Absolutely,
are.
Absolutely.
Epicurus, thanks for the call. We've also got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, what would be wicked funny. You get all these white supremacist Trump supporters who are talking about secession in Texas, and they're going to get tough, and they're going to talk all this crazy tough talk about how they're going to secede, and they're going to go to war against the feds.
Good.
And then they realize that would mean going to war against the Border Patrol.
But why can't they have their own Border Patrol? Doesn't Texas have their own Border Patrol? Along with some feds?
It's a federal border patrol.
Well, so you're saying that you're saying they wouldn't care much for having all the illegal aliens coming in and taking their jobs?
They wouldn't want to go to war against their beloved border patrol goons. They love the border patrol.
And why is it only white supremacists that are advocating secession? Because that's bull crap.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I advocate secession, and I'm certainly not a white supremacist.
I'm thinking people all over this country that are advocating secession who aren't white supremacists. They just want the government out of their damn lives.
Yeah, there's plenty of people.
To keep their money.
We read a story last week.
Jefferson.
I forget who it was. I think it was The Nation magazine advocating for blue state secession. They're not white supremacists.
I don't think most people, I mean, the white supremacists who want secession, they want to form their own society. This is the best interpretation of their general beliefs. They want to form their own gated society where only white people can come or whatever. That's not what any of us here in the studio are advocating. We don't want anyone to leave. We don't want to establish this new country where we're carefully controlling who can and can't come. We just want to be free to associate with people voluntarily in a way that we choose.
Well, yeah, exactly. Freedom. It's nasty, but it's good depending on how you interpret it.
But it's also bad. You know, it can lead to some very bad things. But the reason I want secession more than anything is because of the election results when I ran for the sheriff position for the Republicans, and the fact that 4,000 people went in there and voted for a candidate they knew absolutely nothing about simply because of a letter next to their name. Now multiply that across the entire United States and imagine how many ignorant people in California, Oregon, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Texas are voting for people they know nothing about. These people are going to go to Washington, D.C., and they're going to create laws that affect our lives.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's stupid. Yeah. I don't want the ignorant people in New Hampshire to vote for who's going to make the law. But at least then, it's a smaller, more easily fixed problem. When you have it national, it's impossible to change.
Absolutely. It's harder to get things fixed whenever you're having to deal with so many other options, so many other opinions. It's smaller is better. Let me repeat that.
Smaller government
is always better. And the problem with ours is it's only my whole lifetime, and since its inception, it has only gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And they spend more.
It's not slowing
down.
They
take more of your freedoms from you, and it's not slowing down.
They're going harder. They're going faster.
And there's only one result there's only one result.
Secession now is the only way out of this thing.
But government is
divorce.
Yeah. Government is always getting bigger. It's taking away more and more of our freedoms. And Ian, you have a story about that. A breakdown of the freest places in the world and the United States fallen to the lowest point it's ever been at. We're going to get into that when we get back. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.